the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Studios, Richmond's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 1140 WRDA.
A radio.com station.
Good afternoon. I'm Deanna Malone. A case involving a Chesterfield officer accused of white supremacist ties being dropped after a check of traffic and weather from the Richmond Raceway Traffic Center.
95 southbound, seeing heavy slow traffic between the Bryant Park Interchange and 64 split. 64 westbound across the Chaco Valley Bridge also has merging delays with 95. In Chesterfield, westbound lanes closed on East 100 at Riverbend Boulevard. Delays on eastbound East 100 at Old Bermuda 100. I'm Samantha Stone on News Radio 1140 WRVA, now on 96.1 FM.
High energy bills, uncomfortable rooms. The Drying Company offers you long-term moisture control, insulation, and waterproofing solutions for your attic, basement, and crawl space. Call 804-220-0168 for your free inspection and estimate.
If you see an accident or backup, call us on the Allen & Allen traffic tip line at 474-0225.
Dry and cool for your Tuesday evening into the overnight as low temperatures drop into the lower 30s and upper 20s when you wake up on Wednesday. Wednesday will start off mostly sunny during the morning with increasing clouds late in the day. High temperatures back into the mid-50s. From NBC 12, I'm Nick Russo on News Radio 1140 WRVA and now on 96.1 FM.
From the PearsonHonda.com Weather Center, it's sunny and 53 in Bonaire. News Radio WRVA time 431.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
The Chesterfield Commonwealth's attorney this afternoon dropping charges in the one case in which a county police officer being investigated for alleged white supremacist ties was the primary officer. The story from WRBA's Dennis Edwards.
Chesterfield Commonwealth's attorney Scott Miles said in a statement posted on social media, perhaps because of his most recent assignment as a school resource officer, there is only one pending felony prosecution on which he is the primary officer. We've decided to drop that case, and the prosecutor handling it is notifying the defendant's attorney of our decision. We are also currently reviewing the officer's closed cases for any signs of impropriety. Dennis Edwards, News Radio 1140 WRVA.
The principal at Glen Allen High School in Henrico has sent a message to parents about a concerning photo that's been circulating among students today, showing a person standing in the school's parking lot holding what appears to be a firearm. They say their school resource officer looked into it and determined it to be a student holding a BB gun and that students are safe. They say there's no indication that the airsoft gun was used in a threatening manner. You'll find the photo in our story at newsradio.wrva.com. School administrators are working to determine more about when the photo was taken and why it's being circulated today. Police are also investigating. Charges now pending against the driver of a bus that crashed today in Prince George County, killing two people and leaving more than 50 others injured, two of them critically. Details from WRVA's Matt Demline.
State police say the bus was on its way from Orlando to New York when the driver got off I-95 at exit 45.
The bus was attempting to take the exit, ran off-road left, and overturned.
Sergeant Keeley Hill, one person died at the scene, the second at the hospital. The bus suffered significant damage with its windows burst out and at least one set of tires at a 90-degree angle from where they should have been. In Prince George County, I'm Matt Demline, News Radio WRVA.
A teen in another state is charged after a social media threat sent a large number of Hanover deputies to Hanover High School Saturday night during a choral concert. They didn't find anything, but on Sunday traced the message back to its origin.
The male juvenile has since been charged with communicating a written threat, and he resides in Orange Park, Florida.
Hanover Sheriff Sergeant James Cooper, a Florida man accused of killing his teenage daughter and niece, will be extradited to Virginia from New York, where he's been in custody.
The Times-Dispatch reports a New York City judge is ordering 39-year-old Abdul Zaman to be handed over to Henrico County authorities. Zaman is charged with second-degree murder in the deaths of his daughter Vanessa Zaman and her cousin Leona Samlong. The 18-year-olds were fatally shot back in December in Highland Springs, and Zaman was arrested days later in Queens, New York. Zaman is scheduled to be picked up from New York at the end of the month. It's unclear if he'll appear in court here in Virginia. A.C. Stokes, News Radio, WRVA.
Checking your money, the Dow closed down 27, S&P down a fraction, NASDAQ up 9. Your next news at 5, news on demand at News Radio, WRVA.com. I'm Deanna Malone on Richmond's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio, 1140 WRVA, and now 96.1 FM.
Jeff K.